Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is St. Patrick Lady Saints basketball coach Isaac Klee. Klee is in his first season leading the Lady Saints program. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back with St. Patrick Lady Saints basketball coach Isaac Klee right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome here on Sports Talk. We've got St. Patrick Lady Saints basketball coach Isaac Klee in studio. And Isaac, thanks for stopping down today.
No problem. I appreciate you having me down.
We talked earlier when you got the job. Talk about how things are going this early in the season. You guys right now 1-4. When we spoke last time, you know, you had a lot of girls playing basketball for the first time, trying to get the kids to learn about the game, the young ladies on your team. But despite the record, I know you're pleased with how your team continues to improve.
Yes, I'm very pleased. I think every game we've gotten better. We've gotten better in practice. The girls are learning the game, and they seem to be having fun. And once somebody loves something, then you can go more intensely at it. If you stop them from loving it, it's hard to keep their motivation up.
You know, you've coached a number of different sports at St. Patrick a number of different years as well. But to see the kids, I guess the light bulb goes off in their head, and, you know, they start to have success. And, you know, it's got to be neat for you coming to practice every day, and the kids are eager to learn, I'm sure.
Yes, I read one time, you know you're coach when you love practices more than games, and that's how I am. But I just love seeing the improvement and the joy once people get things clicking in the head and improving every day.
You guys picked up your first win of the season there the other day. You beat Covington Latin 35-24 on December the 11th. What was that like, you know, picking up your first varsity head coaching win as a girls basketball coach at St. Patrick? And also for the girls, you know, that first one I know is sometimes the hardest one to get, and getting that first win.
I was just very excited for the girls. We don't talk about wins and losses. We just try to get better every day, but I was excited they got that. I think it really helped their confidence, and picking up a win also helped building as a team. We have a new player and Emma coming out, and that was her first game, so we're still trying to integrate everybody in the team.
Yeah, you mentioned that new player, Emma Gollenstein, has played the last several years, an outstanding player, and to get her back, I know it's an added boost to your Lady Saints team with a young lady that has so much experience, and anytime you add somebody with that much, you know, character and intensity, it's going to help your team.
Yes, I kept telling people I just coach whoever came, and she decided to play this year. I told my sister yesterday, she's Maria in the Sound of Music that St. Patrick's going to play, so I'm hoping she can help us climb every mountain.
Let's go over your roster there and kind of talk about each girl and what you've seen out of them so far, and maybe how they've improved and how they help your team.
I told Emma she set the standard first two games. They just released the KHSA stats, and she's at 13 rebounds per game, so I said, you guys keep that up. KK is a fierce competitor. I really appreciate her coming out and staying with it. Lillian is highly competitive. She's very athletic, and she's really learning the game and improving as a leader. Kinsley Markley is one of our tallest players, and this is her first year of playing, but her confidence has grown, and her will to work is amazing. I got 7th grade and Kelsey, and she's all improving. McKinsley, 8th grade, improving. Vanessa Reed brings a lot of attitude and energy, and her improvement as a leader is vastly shown. Memphis Wonder, she had 3 points in a row for us the other night, which is impressive because this is her first year playing, and I keep forgetting that not everybody's played, and one game she just went in like a hockey player as a sub, so I gotta keep remembering. Bella Inskeep's a sophomore, and I think she'll just keep bringing a lot of joy and learning to the game.
The last two games, you beat Covington Latin 35-24 and then lost to Newport 50-40. You kind of alluded to it. It's not about wins and losses, but scoring the ball more. You added Emma, who has a lot of experience, but the last two games, been able to put the ball in the basket and score some points.
The Newport game, I was really impressed because we didn't quit. We only had 6 players then, and we were gassed at 7 points, and we got down by 15 points, but we kept fighting. We passed the ball extremely well and shared the load of shooting and scoring.
Your schedule this season, you've played some more competitive teams or smaller schools. How beneficial is that? I talked with Coach Moore last week, just kind of about playing teams with
maybe similar enrollments or similar, you know, programs to try to get competitive games and where girls can learn and compete and try to just get better each day.
I think it's highly beneficial, especially to young players. It's a big jump from not playing any basketball, playing varsity basketball, no matter what the level is or how big the score is. It's just a giant jump. And I think the growth of the girls has been really impressive. And it's nice that several of the schools will get to play later in the season to see how we improved.
We kind of mentioned Emma, the two games she's rejoined the team, having an outstanding start to the season. Lily and Clee as well. You know, I know Terry brags on her when we have you guys on the radio, the way she plays, and you're just a fierce competitor. And again, she's only a sophomore.
Yes, all my girls are young. I'm glad I have them. Hopefully, every year is different, but I'm hoping to have them multiple years and just grow the program and team.
Back to the stats, Lillian averaging 13.8 points a game, Emma 14 points a game, and you kind of alluded to it, 13 rebounds a game. You play Robertson County there coming up. We're pre-recording this interview on Tuesday. You'll play Robertson County on Thursday, you know, and they're actually going to play them in the All-A coming up on January 6th, so just kind of a tune-up game to get ready for the Class A tournament there.
Yes, I think it'll be a good opportunity to have a competitive game. And then All-A, the way the schedule worked out, we're just going to play them back-to-back, but I'm hoping to get some good scrimmages in.
You know, you mentioned you're going to play this past Thursday, and then, you know, Christmas holiday, and then you guys aren't back in action until January the 6th there. I guess as a coach, how do you kind of balance the holidays and spending time with family, but also trying to get some practice in?
I've given the girls, I think, 3 or 4 days off completely, and I've told them if they're spending time with family, then I'm not holding anything against them, but it's a good opportunity to improve from the 21st before All-A. It's a lot of good two-hour practice times. Enjoy.
And I guess for you, you kind of alluded to it, at times you've had low numbers, whether it's 6 girls or 5 girls or 7 girls at games. You know, I guess at practice, sometimes it's just individualized skill workouts maybe, or trying to get the girls better at all aspects of their game.
Yes, we basically do some of the same drills every day and tell the girls the same old boring habits. Somebody said, great players do all the individual skills better than everybody else. That's what makes them great, not just the athleticism and everything else. So we try to improve every day. I've had some of my sisters come in as practice players, so occasionally we get to scrimmage depending on how many people we have there, but it's mostly individual skills and walking through things and trying to improve as a team.
And what's it like when you see the girls, you know, St. Pat, you guys lost a lot of girls to graduation last year with Coach Arn, but seeing the girls get it or seeing them put the pieces of the puzzle together or, you know, get a drill or figure it out in games. And for you as a coach kind of leading the program, what's that like seeing, you know, your girls having moments of excellence?
Well, as I told some people earlier, it's easier to teach new habits than bad habits. So some of the girls who never played before, it's easier to teach them from the beginning. And it's really enjoyable to see how much they improved. It's a learning experience from both sides. Girls have to get used to my coaching style and I have to get used to them. It's been really joyful.
You mentioned you've coached a number of years. You coached the volleyball program there at St. Patrick, head coach now for the girls' basketball program. I guess what have you learned in the first couple of weeks that maybe you didn't realize, or, you know, you've taken on, you know, here in the first couple of weeks of the season that you've learned about being a head coach or just about your program?
All the extra stuff. The coaching's the fun part. All the extra stuff is not always fun, but I think it's beneficial to the girls. So I try to do everything I can to make their job as simple as possible. When I helped Coach Moore last year, I said we should just wash you. Uniforms. There's a machine down there, so we wash the uniforms. I take the uniforms, so all the girls have to worry about is coming up, showing, and playing.
Talk about having your sisters. You know, you mentioned they've come into practice and maybe help scrimmage or work with the girls. I mean, you know, what's that like having assistant coaches and individuals come in and want to make your program better and help your program? Because, again, it takes a village of people working together to, no matter what basketball team you're part of.
It's very beneficial. My sister Margaret teaches down there, so she knows the girls on a daily basis. And she's a Hall of Fame player for St. Pat, so she can always say... She has the clout. I've done this. This is what's beneficial. I think, especially with girls, boys have a little more confidence and bravado and sometimes too much, but girls have a problem with confidence. They get down on themselves and we're both like, just keep shooting, just keep at it, it will fall. Very beneficial, and don't think it was as much as I should, but I really appreciate all the help.
And I talked with Coach Moore last week about this, and any high school coach, you know, the number of kids that go on at the next level is very, very small, but the life lessons you guys are teaching, whether it's showing up on time or, you know, perseverance or fighting through adversity or bad call or bad play or a bad game. I mean, the life lessons high school coaches are teaching their student athletes is, and you alluded to it, it's more than wins and losses. It's the relationships, the friendships, and the things you learn in life that will translate into your future?
I think that's the most important thing. As you alluded, the percentage of going and playing college ball is small, and it's even smaller to stick with it. So if we can teach kids to stick with life and be able to handle adversity, it's more important lessons than whether you win or lose.
What have you been pleased with so far? Again, we're here near Christmas. You guys getting ready to take on again. Time this interview airs, you've already played Robertson County, but what's been one area you're pleased with your team, or you've seen improvement from maybe that middle of October when you guys could start practice up until now?
The ball movement we had at Newport was very impressive. I was pleased with all the girls. As I said, Emma has lots of experience, and she fired some passes that I didn't know if some of the young girls would catch, but they did. Really impressed with the ball movement. Coming together as a team has vastly improved from beginning of October. Just the learning and the joy they seem to be having now.
You kind of mentioned Emma, outstanding player Emma Gonstein, but her taking on more, I don't know if she's taken on that role or you've kind of put it on her, but you know, that leadership role where she has so much experience and working with the young girls or coaching them along or the young girls having that much confidence and having a player of her stature on the floor, you know, just has to help the whole team.
I think it does. I think anytime you have a player of experience and works hard, she's extremely hard worker on and off the court, it always helps any program because you don't have to coach energy and effort. So I think it will continue to help us.
For you guys, what's one thing you're going to work on between now and the Class A? Again, you guys will play in the Class A the first week there in January, Christmas holiday coming up, but anything in particular you're working on as a unit to try to strengthen?
I try to tell the girls I don't really look at stats too much, but after five games is a good starting point, so I told them our goal is to improve our shooting percentage, and that only gets better as we continue to get better shooters and take better shots. So just the ball movement and working together as a team is what we're going to focus on before All-A. Just about every team in the All-A has either lost or played an extremely close game. And I told the girls, I believe in them. I believe that even though our record doesn't show it right now, as we come together, that we can compete with everybody.
And how important is the All-A, graduate of St. Patrick? You know, for the small schools, the All-A is important. And again, you kind of alluded to it at the start. It's not about wins and losses, but a neat tournament for small schools to compete in year out. There's good competition there. You know, and a different experience for your girls to kind of play with the brighter lights.
Anytime you get to go to a good tournament, it's a good experience. The opportunity to play a boy-girl doubleheader at a big-time school, Nicholas County Gym, probably going to be packed. It's always really good for the girls just to get to play in front of that many people. I also think the pressure, that perceived pressure that puts on people, is always good because you got to walk through adversity and come through and just try to compete your best.
I guess, what are you trying to work on? You've got a lot of young kids in the program, but I guess below that, are you trying to, you know, feeder programs or trying to get girls excited to play? And what's that been like, trying to drum up some excitement in the program and start girls at a younger age and hopefully you retain them up until they graduate high school?
It's been very good. We've been practicing with the 5th and 6th grade at least once a week now, and it's been really good for the high school to take on a leadership role even though they're young. And it's been good for the 5th and 6th grade to see us. We're still going to do same drills every day. We're trying to do the same, bring some kind of attitude. I told the girls, I only want three things: be hardworking all the time, coachable all the time, and a good teammate all the time. So I'm trying to bring that into the whole program to keep them excited and keep building the program.
Isaac Lee is our guest today here on Sports Talk. Isaac, Merry Christmas. Thanks for stopping down today, and best of luck to you and Lady Saints.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was St. Patrick Lady Saints basketball coach Isaac Lee. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
The Mason County Lady Royals basketball team is inviting all former players, coaches, and support personnel to a celebration of 50 seasons of varsity basketball. The celebration will take place on February the 9th versus Nicholas County at the Fieldhouse. For more information, you can email Coach Paula Boozer at paula.boozer2@mason.kyschools.us or Cindy England at cindy.england@mason.kyschools.us. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.